The question was asked in Halakha, if a person is not praying with a minyan, and thereby is not going to be able to hear the Barichu, therefore he's not going to be able to respond, Baruch Hashem Mevorach Le'olam Vayed, because Barichu is only said with a minyan. So what is he supposed to do? Is there another option for him praying Biyachid, to get some sort of benefit as if he's answering Barichu? So there is a braita that's brought down in the Mishnah, in the Gemara, or in the Midrash, I should say. Amar Rabbi Akiva, Haya Ahat Omedet Barakia, which literally means there was a certain angel that was in the sky, Veshema Yisrael, Vehakuk Al Mitzha Yisrael. וכשהיא אומרת ברכו את השם המבורך, she would say, ברכו את השם וכל גדודי מעלה, and all the heavenly angels that would hear it, עונים ואומרים, ברוך השם המבורך לעולם ועד. So the Ben Ish Chai advises to say that paragraph, and you'll get some sort of credit as if you said, ברכו. So now the question is asked, where are you supposed to say it? Can you say this between Yishtabach and Yotzir, which is the normal place that we say Barichu? Well, Hacham Avadya in Halichot Olam Chelek Aleph, Daf Pe Aleph, has a whole discussion on this, and he wants to say the following, that even though between Yishtabach and Yotzir, we are allowed to have Hafsakot, we're allowed to interrupt for things of a mitzvah nature. For example, you're allowed to answer Baruchu, Baruch Shemo, between Yishtabach and Yotzir. That was the opinion of Hakam Eliyahu Hamwei of Aram Sova, that allowed to say Baruchu, Baruch Shemo. For that matter, as you see during the Aseh Emet Teshuvah, we also say Shira Ma'alo B'Mamakim, because that's also a mitzvah, so you're allowed to interrupt. So seemingly, it should be permissible to say this paragraph, which is also a sort of a mitzvah, praising HaKadosh Baruch Hu. However, the Hakam says that you have another problem over here. When you recite this paragraph, Hakam Avaya's opinion is you're not supposed to say Hashem's name. When you read the Beraita, you're supposed to say Baruch Hu et Hashem. You're not supposed to say Ado, because he holds that this is really not Baruch Hu, and you can only say Baruch Hu really in the Minyan. So once already you're really not saying Hashem's name, you're saying Baruch Hu et Hashem HaMevorach, it really doesn't count to too much as if you're saying Baruch Hu. And therefore he holds one is not allowed to place that paragraph between Yishtabach and Yotzer. He said it's more proper to say it before Alinu L'Shabayach, where also we have a Baruch Hu over there, and once you recite the paragraph, but again, the Hakam's opinion is not to say Hashem's name in Adaru, just say Baruch Hu et Hashem HaMevorach, and that would be Halakha L'Maaseh. So while it's permissible to answer Baruch Hu Baruch Shemo between Yishtabach and Yotzer, one should not insert this paragraph when he's praying B'Yachid, nor should he say it with the actual Shem.